John Bost of Macunda Cottrell & Company presented the City Council with a 2008 audit Monday night. It covered the fiscal year that ended July 1st. Bost was upbeat. He complimented the city's finance director, Jody Tao, for keeping the books in good shape. Bost did not have to make many adjustments.
One thing that is mentioned in here is journal entries, and I think we made about 7 or 8 or 10 this year, and that's way down from prior years. We used to make 25 or 30 adjusting journal entries, and so that's, I think that speaks well for what Jody has done in her first full year here as finance director. And I think that should give you comfort in the fact that the books and records are in pretty good shape throughout the year.
Not only were the books in good shape, according to the city's longtime auditor, but so were the city's finances. Spending on general government services came in at a total of just under $7.6 million. That's $400,000 less than the previous year's general fund spending. And the city's general fund reserves, its savings account for emergencies and unforeseen costs, was also doing well, according to Bost. At $4.5 million, it equals 59% of general fund expenditures.
That, too, tells you a lot. A goal a lot of governments have as a goal for their undesignated or their unreserved fund balance is between 2 and 6 months worth of their normal recurring expenditures for the year. And that would be 2/12, or, you know, 1/6, which I think is around 17 or 18%, up to 50%. And so our general fund balance is, you know, is quite, you can tell from that it's quite healthy. I mean, we have, you know, on the high end of that.
The general fund not only saw decreased spending, but increased revenue, according to Boss. While property tax income was about flat, sales tax income was up quite a bit. Financially, Boss said the city had a really good year overall.
Revenues were up $1 million over the budget and about $550,000 more than they were in FY07. That's led by sales tax. That and property tax are pretty equal, but sales tax was up $124,000 over the prior year. Another sort of a bigger revenue that was different from 07 was the Municipal Energy Assistance Program. That was $222,000 in 08, and that was only $62,000 the prior year. The general fund had a win-win situation in that not only were revenues up, but the expenditures were actually down, as I mentioned earlier, $400,000. That we don't see that too often, especially in any government, really, but where the general fund's expenditures were down $400,000 from prior year.
One major change this past year that could have substantially affected the budget was the loss of about $900,000 in Secure Rural Schools funding, formerly known as the Federal Forest or Timber Receipts Program. That program expired last year. However, previous city councils had saved some of the funding each year in a special school account. So when the federal payments stopped, the city still had nearly $700,000 to carry it through this current fiscal year. Now, that program has been renewed with increased funding, so the payments will resume for at least the next 4 years. Boss complimented the city for having the foresight to have set aside those funds in the past and suggested they do it again in the future, if possible.
You know, I think that speaks well, and not all cities and has done that. A lot of them give everything they get each year to the school right away. You folks have managed to stretch out the program so that you have $693,000 rolling forward from prior years. And if you can keep that, you know, if you don't give them everything that you get in terms of National Forest receipts each money, you can take this four-year program. Who knows if it'll be renewed again? I don't know. We probably won't know until well down the road. But in any event, if you can stretch it out a little bit, you can maybe get 5 or more years out of the four-year program. Just that, I think that's good if you can do it and the school doesn't, you know, need it all every year.
That $693,000 was transferred into the general fund to round out the city's contribution to local schools this fiscal year. The tax-supported general fund pays for government departments and services that cannot pay for themselves, and that includes schools and administration, public works, police and fire, parks and recreation, and the library. Even though the audit showed the general fund spending had dropped by $400,000, City Councilor Melinda Hofstede was not convinced that was representative of spending overall in Petersburg. Hofstede suggested the expenses had instead been moved to other areas of the city, like enterprise funds.
I mean, I'm not saying there's anything irregular. I'm just saying that, you know, it makes it look like we're spending a lot less money, and I don't believe, you know, just because it's less than the general fund, I think it's somewhere else.
Well, it was actually less than several of the enterprise funds,
mm-hmm.
too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some of them were up a little bit.
But even with increased expenses in some of the enterprise funds, the audit report shows total city spending did drop by nearly $740,000 overall last year. According to the city's numbers, the expenses for all enterprise funds and general government services totaled about $20,705,000 in 2008. That compares to over $21,440,000 in 2007. On the downside, Petersburg did take a loss of about $245,000 from its economic fund, which now stands at $5.3 million, but Boss noted that it was a long-term investment, and he was optimistic it would eventually rebound. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.